come in and do their thing. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. Madison Rafter is going to join us with our Pet of the Week coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. An agreement is in place to release at least 50 hostages in Gaza in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a four-day ceasefire. The father of a 16-year-old hostage spoke to CBS.
Any person will be released is good, is important. Eventually, we need them all.
Women and children are expected to be released first. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick.
There is a lot riding on the deal.
It's a very fragile situation. Obviously, there's a problem with trust.
But humanitarian groups are hoping it holds, analyst Greg Barton.
People won't be relieved until they see their loved ones come home because there's nothing certain here. It can go wrong very quickly. Hamas is not the only militant group. We have the Palestine Islamic Jihad group and others, and there's always a possibility of somebody spoiling this.
But he says a humanitarian pause in the fighting would save lives.
Tens of millions of Americans are on the move to reach family for Thanksgiving. Nathaniel Blevins drove from Dallas to Austin.
We are leaving early. Don't tell my boss. We are trying to beat the traffic. I mean, Dallas is a monster to drive in, so the earlier we can get out, the earlier we can enjoy the Thanksgiving festivities.
Sam Altman is back as CEO at OpenAI days after he was ousted. CBS's Jolene Kent from Los Angeles.
One source just texting me a few hours ago, thank God. And Sam Altman weighing in, saying overnight, I love OpenAI. This has been a roller coaster drama, raising major questions about the future of AI and its safety.
60 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. L.P. Phillips was the last reporter to interview the doctor who pronounced the president dead.
As head of Parkland's hospital emergency room in November of 1963, Dr. Charles Baxter led the effort to save the president. Kennedy was wheeled into Trauma Bay 1 on his back, and while doctors saw blood, they thought it was from a throat wound until they turned him over.
He said, my God, the whole side of his head is blown off. It's destroyed. He's dead.
Baxter, who died in 2005, said at that point they knew nothing could be done, and they went from being doctors to being citizens who all shed tears. L.P. Phillips for CBS News, Dallas.
Three people are dead and three missing after a major landslide in Alaska.
This is very much still a search and rescue operation. We are approaching it with that in mind, and I know that all of our teams on the ground, both volunteer, are looking at it with the same lens.
Austin McDaniel with the Alaska State Troopers. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. Six people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year. We had snow cover. We didn't this year. And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mid-State Technical College opens a new outreach location in Marshfield. It's located in the main lobby of the Marshfield Clinic. The partnership between these two community resources makes it easier for Marshfield Clinic Health System staff and guests to explore Mid-State's career development and advancement opportunities. The new location is at 1000 North Oak Avenue in Marshfield. They're open to the community on Mondays from 9 to 2. Some roads will be closed this afternoon and evening in Wisconsin Rapids for the Rekindle the Spirit Parade and Tree Lighting Show. Grand Avenue between West Jackson Street and Lincoln Street will be closed, as well as 2nd Street South between Oak Street and East Grand Avenue. These streets will be closed starting at 4:30 this afternoon. They're expected to reopen at 8 after the parade. Traffic will be detoured on Jackson Street. The parade starts at 5:45. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 43. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 27 tonight, partly cloudy. High of 37 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. We hope the day is treating you good. We're certainly going to. Mm-hmm. Got Katrina and James here with you, bringing you through your morning at 9:04 on the clock. We got a bunch of good things to get to this hour. We're going to kick it off the way we like to on Thursdays, usually. We're doing it a little bit early. Our pet of the week from the South Oconee Humane Society, Madison Rafter, joining us right now. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good over here. We appreciate you still being able to join us on this Wednesday. Thanks so much. It's different. We don't get to do this very often on a Wednesday, having you join us, Madison. Thank you so much. Who is our pet of the week this week?
So we're going to change it up a little bit this week. So it's not a pet that is available for adoption yet, but more of a story of an animal we just recently took in.
Hmm.
So Polly is a little miniature, I'd say you could say pocket pity, was what we had just recently got in. We had posted her yesterday. She was left in a crate in the middle of a field, dumped. We found her there was a finder that had found her and called the police department immediately because of a medical emergency with Polly. So we had rushed Polly up to Paw Health right away, and Polly has a prolapsed anus. So we had paid the $1,000 for the surgery to get everything fixed. And sadly, Polly ended up back up at Paw Health again on Monday because when we removed the stitch, her anus decided to prolapse again.
Mm-hmm.
So Polly had to get a coloplexy surgery, which pretty much means that they have to go in internally and tack in the anus in the inside of it compared to the outside. And Polly's doing well, but Polly has kind of been a little bit of a medical case and a little medical story we're kind of dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope that this serves as a reminder that if you're in a situation where you have an animal that you cannot take care of anymore, that you do the proper thing and bring them to the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just speaking. It's just me. It's not Madison. It's not the Humane Society. It's not Civic Media or anybody else. Just me, James Maloff, speaking right now. You are a coward. Anybody doing that to animals, you are cowards. Do not take your feelings and the way you are on these animals. And don't take them in if you can't. If you can't take care of them. And if you can't take care of them, at least do the most respectful thing you can at least do in this moment and at least bring it to the Humane Society. At the very least. I'm so sorry to hear about that situation, Madison, but I really do appreciate you sharing it with us.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a hard situation. Again, we're trying not to be in a situation where we're going after people, blaming people for situations, because situations are hard. Things like that happen. I don't love the fact that somebody left her in a crate, but it's one of those situations that, you know, she's in our care now. So what can we do to support this dog and continue to make sure that she has a happy life?
Yeah.
I don't love at all the situation on how it ended up being, but again, what can we do to focus on this animal and get her to be where she can be so that we can get her available and adopted and things mm-hmm. like that?
This is why Madison is so much better at this than I would be. I'm John Wick with this stuff, and she is actually a human being. She's actually smart about this and everything, and very good at what she does. When it comes to ways we can help with a situation like this, Madison, and maybe situations like this in the future, are there things that we can do as a community to help the Humane Society?
Yeah, definitely. So right now with Polly, her medical bills are sitting about $5,000. If not, it's going to potentially be more with us having to do recheck appointments. She's going to be a very long length of stay dog, sadly. And of course, with our kennel renovations, it's kind of a hard situation. Luckily, we have a fantastic foster lined up for her. But monetary donations for Polly to help with our medical bills to kind of offset a little bit of those are always fantastic. And then kind of just a reminder in general, when situations like this pop up, we will help. It's not like we're trying to turn every animal away, especially with the fact of having to close our doors, close our intakes. We have resources available for people if it's a situation of trying to rehome, trying to find you vet services, things like that, where when a situation like this would pop up, we would rather you call us to try to talk through it. We're not trying to deny you because, oh, we don't want to take your dog or whatever the situation may be. It's due to the fact of our spacing needs, capacity for care, trying to make sure that we can provide the care for the animals that are in our building without extending our staff to their breaking point or extending our animals to their breaking point. Mm-hmm. And when situations like this pop up, as a community, we, again, want to help our community, want to be able to provide services for our community, but sometimes we hit our limit that we can't handle that. So if it's something, if we can provide resources as much as possible, we want to make sure we can as well.
Well said. Anything going on with the Humane Society currently that we can let everybody know about?
Yeah, so again, we have building renovations starting for our dog room kennels. We're very excited for those happening. We do have to get all of our dogs out by December 4th. So with that, we're getting brand new dog kennels. We're getting a dog playroom finally, new floors. Our entire dog room is getting renovated, which we're extremely excited about. So again, even if you're not in a position to adopt right now, if you can share our dogs, we are more than willing to do that. If it's something that you're interested in fostering, please apply on our website. It's a very exciting opportunity for us. We're just sadly stuck with a lot of dogs right now.
Yeah, which is another reason why I know myself and our staff and other people have been mentioning to whether it's online and social media or just in day-to-day conversations, hey, if you're looking for a dog, stop by the Humane Society. You know, we've been trying to encourage people to check that out. And we do this every week with Madison, and we also usually wrap up with ways we can help out the Humane Society. For those out there that may not know something like this, I actually have volunteered to help break in the new dog play area. I'm going to go there and break it in with all these dogs. It's just me and the dogs, and we're just going to play and play and play. And I'm willing to do that. That's something I'm willing to do as a borderline hero, honestly. Do something.
Yes.
You're welcome, by the way, Madison.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I really would love to do that, though. That would be a lot of fun.
Can see it now.
I'm very very excited for you, the staff, the dogs, the animals over there, but it's going to take some work to get to that point. So if you can help out with the Humane Society, we greatly encourage you to do that, everybody. Madison, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, thank you.
I want to spend like the next hour just talking about some of these animals. I'm looking at their website. Mm-hmm. Go to swchs.com. Check out all these great animals. If anything, go there to see Jessica Rabbit. There's some great ones on there. Jimi Hendrix, I see. There's just some really good ones. It is a smile waiting for you. Mm-hmm. Just go to that website, swchs.com, and be sure to reach out to the Humane Society any chance you get to see what they could use. I appreciate you, Madison.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving, you and yours.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Be sure to join us every Thursday for our Pet of the Week. That's when we usually get a chance to do this. But Madison being nice enough to join us a day early and everything, appreciate that. Reach out to our friends at the Humane Society. Could always use a hand. Just don't. Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that, but they could always use some kind of help. You can email them, swchs@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, or stop by. They're at 3621 64 Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out all this information and see all of these great pets that are up for adoption and plenty more at swchs.com. swchs.com. We will take a break, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 43. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 27 tonight, partly cloudy. High of 37 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio, Katrina and James here with you. Big thank you to everybody who has joined us today.
We've had a lot of great guests.
We still got like 45 minutes of show left, and we have had a jam-packed show. This has been a lot of fun.
I don't think we need much content other than that.
No.
We just had people on.
Yeah.
It was great.
Just lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
We've appreciated everybody joining us today. Do want to dive into a little bit of entertainment news. Let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen for this holiday week. And just a couple of other notes. Like, I thought this was kind of cool. Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are coming together in the next Karate Kid movie.
Oh, fun.
Ralph will play Daniel LaRusso again from the original movies, and Jackie will return as Mr. Han from the 2010 remake. A global casting search is underway to find the next Karate Kid. The character's name is Lee Fong. The actor must be 15 to 17, and be able to portray Chinese or mixed race Chinese. He must speak fluent English, and a little Mandarin would be a plus.
That's cool.
Acting experience isn't required, though.
Oh, whoa! This person could have a major role, never have acted before, and become like a star in no time. What a cool break.
I know, as a Screen Actor Guild member, as a crazy actor, I'm supposed to push against this and say, well, what about all the hundreds of actors that have trained,
sure,
blah, blah, blah. No, I like this. I like this idea. I think this is great. First off, this is nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
This is a franchise that's been around for a while, and the reason it's still around is because of nostalgia and because people like the storylines and they like the characters. It's an evolution of these characters from the first movie to now, so that part is pretty darn cool too, I think. But it's also about the celebration of martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebration of bringing the light to that. And if I would rather have in movies like this, if you had to tell me, okay, I could have somebody who's a better actor or a better martial artist, I'll take the martial artist every
for
day.
For this, for sure, because this is its main focus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think this with action movies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always admire, like, Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite actors, and not because necessarily his acting skills,
mm-hmm.
but because of all the things he does to make this role believable. And
mm-hmm.
he does a lot of action movies, and he doesn't get any credit for this, but like a lot of actors, he does his own stunts.
Yeah.
And by that, I'm not talking about when somebody hits him or kicks him and he falls off a building. I mean every little move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's doing all the, he learns the martial arts.
That's cool.
What you see him doing the Matrix, that's him. Like,
mm-hmm.
those kind of, obviously not him slowing down.
Yeah.
I couldn't have used a worse example. Did you know Keanu Reeves could actually do bullet time in real life? But he learns all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I have an admiration for that. Mm-hmm. I admire that. I think that's going above and beyond. He's not, when he gets hired, that's not a requirement for the job. He just does those
mm-hmm.
things.
That's great.
I think that in a similar sense, you can have somebody who already knows all the moves and all they got to do is learn their blocking and lines.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal. I'll take that.
Absolutely.
And Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. That's a cool combination.
That's a great combo.
I like that combo.
I love it.
That's pretty cool. The new Rolling Stones tour. The Rolling Stones are still touring, for those that did not know.
Mm-hmm.
The Rolling Stones announced a 16-date North American tour in support of their album Hackney Diamonds, another big-selling album for them, another one of their hit albums. And they did something kind of brilliant with this. You know, every tour has got to have sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though you're the Rolling Stones, one of the biggest acts of all time, you still need, you know, sponsors for this and everything. So you're the Rolling Stones. You've been doing this for a long time. Mick Jagger is 80. Keith Richards is 80. Ronnie Woods is 76. Who is the perfect sponsor? AARP.
Oh, nice.
And AARP is sponsoring the Rolling Stones tour. This is too perfect.
That's great.
They effectively prevented all of all the jokes that anybody could have made. They got ahead of it all.
Great.
This is not a joke. AARP is literally sponsoring the Rolling Stones tour.
I think it's great.
It's a smart idea. Tickets go on sale on Friday, December 1st. But if you're an AARP member, you get early access two days early to those,
clever
too.
Also.
The tour kicks off on April 28th in Houston, wraps up July 17th in Santa Clara, California. And again, Mick is 80. Keith is 80. Mick is already 80. Keith is going to be 80 on December 18th. Ronnie Wood is 76, so he's the youngster of the group.
Youngster, for sure.
I just love this. I love that movie. And I don't know who reached out to who, but I love the idea of Keith Richards calling up like whoever the head of AARP yes. is. Hello, is can I talk to you? Is Evan Charles over there? Yeah. So we've got a bloody good idea.
Bloody good idea.
What we're gonna do, we're going on tour, and what we think that you guys should sponsor it. How about that? Huh? Bloody. That seems yeah. like a brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. Love it.
Yes.
That's pretty good. And I would definitely catch them on tour. Mm-hmm. Just to say that you saw the Rolling Stones.
I wonder how many more people will become a member of AARP because they want to get an early bird ticket.
It's an interesting, yeah, yeah. Especially how big, like almost any other band, I might push a little bit against mm-hmm. it, say, oh, I'm not sure.
Right.
Oh, it's the Rolling Stones and their fan base.
Their fan base is in the similar age category.
It's a mm-hmm. great point. I didn't even think mm-hmm. of that. Oh, that's a good point. Let's look at what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend. Kicking off today on Paramount Plus, Good Burger 2. Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell come back to the shop for this one. I know that show is huge. My sister loved that show. Also on Peacock, Genie, a holiday movie starring the legend, the wonderful Melissa McCarthy, as a genie who helps a guy get his family back after he accidentally releases her from an ancient jewelry box. Mm. Melissa McCarthy as a genie.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that. I like that idea. That sounds good. Netflix has a series premiere of Squid Game, The Challenge. This is a reality competition. Okay. Then there is, let's see here. On tomorrow, you'll have the 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 97.
Wow. 97.
That is impressive. I know my mother is going to be watching. She mm-hmm. loves the parade every mm-hmm. year. If we got to sleep in on Thanksgiving, we are woken up by the TV and the parade. She loves the parade. Every That's year great. She watches it. So that'll be on. John Batiste, Brandy, Chicago, and Pentatonix all going to be performing. I don't know why they do the performances, though. You can never hear the musicians.
You can't, can you?
You can. No. I think it was last year or the year before they had a really cool idea where they had like a bunch of Broadway stars and doing Broadway music and mm-hmm. everything, and it was a really cool idea. Couldn't hear any of it.
Nope.
Couldn't hear any of it. Like, I don't understand.
They should just have people just waving and doing the parade just and background like music.
Yeah. Just people waving and stuff. Yes. You're already, I don't think you watch a parade for the music.
It's already entertainment enough.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, football, Thursday football, all day football. The Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers host the Green Bay Packers. Of course, I don't have to tell anybody out there about that. You guys all know in the Wisconsin area. That game will kick off at noon on Fox, or 12:30, they're saying. And then a little bit later, the afternoon game is the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Washington Commanders. And the night game, which they used to not have a night game, but now mm-hmm. the last couple of years they have, Seattle hosting San Francisco. All three of these actually should be really good competitive games. You don't always get that on a Thursday lineup. But the last couple of years, I feel like they've been really competitive. And this year should be very competitive games. And then if that wasn't enough, because the NFL just has to take up as much of your eyeballs as it can, they've got a Friday game now.
Oh, yeah. What do they have?
They've got Black Friday game on Amazon, because Amazon has the Thursday night game. So they got the partnership with them.
Sure.
The New York Jets hosting the Miami Dolphins. Another big game. That's another big one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. And on Hulu, Faraway Downs, a limited series with it's an extended version of the 2008 movie Australian that features additional footage. It stars Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman, and a couple of other Australian stars. Sunday Night Football got the Los Angeles Clippers hosting Los Angeles Chargers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. They messed up. There's a typo here. It says Los Angeles Clippers. That's a basketball team.
Oh,
taking on the Baltimore Ravens, a football team. I'm pretty sure that they meant the Chargers there. But I do love the idea of a basketball team and football team facing off on a holiday.
Yeah, and then what would be the playing field? Would it be a basketball court or a football?
Or
hockey? Maybe they'd have to just switch the turf and it has to be hockey.
You are brilliant. Yes. Like, take the football team, a basketball team, and make them do hockey or baseball or a whole other sport. Oh, God, you're good.
They wouldn't know
That's
what
great.
To do, though, because they'd be like, well, wait, am I going to throw a ball or am I going to... Or, well, I guess they're both throwing balls, but in different ways.
They'll figure it out. Like, they'll figure it out. We'll just throw them on the arena and make them figure it out. I love this idea. That is brilliant. Sunday night at 7 on ABC, The Wonderful World of Disney has their Magic Holiday Celebration. The Soul Train Awards will be on MTV, VH1, and BET on Sunday as well. And Sunday night, about 9 o'clock on ABC, the 11th season premiere of The Great Christmas Light Fight. All Stars.
Mm.
I do not watch reality TV. I will admit I have watched those, not recently, but I have watched little bits of those before on like online, like the highlights or whatever. It's kind of cool, kind of crazy what people do with their houses and their light schemes and stuff. It's kind of interesting.
It's wild. Have you seen like the ones where they tune it to music and then they like the lights go up with the music?
Yes, that's fun. I love when people do that. New movies out this weekend. Napoleon, starring rated R, the epic from director Ridley Scott, chronicles the rise and fall of the French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte. Mm. I mention French Emperor because it is being played by American actor Joaquin Phoenix, who does not even use a French accent in this.
Oh.
None. It doesn't even look like Joaquin Phoenix is trying to act in this in the trailers for this.
They could have picked a lot of really good French actors. Or somebody that would have, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm not even doing the accent. I was a little British on that one.
But there's a billion French actors you could have in this role. I'm sorry, Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor. There's a lot of great, better actors than him that could be playing a legendary person like this.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott's one of the best directors in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. I can't understand this. I've watched everything Ridley Scott has done, and I've never seen him make a more foolish mistake than this. Mm-hmm. I would love to know the behind the scenes of how this happened and why this happened and why they chose Joaquin, why they have him without a French accent.
Right.
It seems like an insult. It genuinely does. I don't get bent out. I am not a person that I believe, you know, PCism, a lot of that stuff can get a little overblown and it hurts the rest of the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to be very careful when I bring those things up.
Sure.
But, I mean, it feels a little insensitive. It feels a little like a smack in the face. If I'm a French person, look, we focus on America when it comes to these movies and these releases.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones that do that. Studio heads and everything, they're thinking about the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
This movie might do good in the States. How's it going to do in Europe? Mm-hmm. How's it going to do in Asia, in the Asian market, in the Latin American market, those things? So you, when you make these movies, you're making them for the world, not just making them for American audiences.
Right.
What are you thinking, making a movie about the most famous, arguably the most famous French person of all time?
Yes.
And you ain't even got a French person. And if Joaquin had at least used a French accent, he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. I bet he could have pulled off a good French accent.
Probably.
What the what? Mm-hmm. How do you even let this movie get made? It'll probably do pretty well, and I'm curious to see how well it is received.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little blown away by that part. I feel like that's a real smack in the face. I feel like it's a real mistake to make, to not have a French actor or a French, at least a lead with a French accent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wish is the other big one in theaters today. It's rated PG. It's a new one from Pixar. A 17-year-old girl named Asha wishes upon a star when she feels like her kingdom is threatened. New animated movie. These are the weekends. This weekend, Christmas weekend, big weekend for the holiday movies. Chris Pine, Alan Tudyk, Evan Peters, Harvey Gulliam. A lot of great actors in that one.
Nice.
That is a look at your small screen. A big screen, I should say. We're going to take a break. When we come back after our state and local news, we got a rundown of a few more Thanksgiving leftovers. We got some leftovers to get to even before Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
We'll get to that when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule no later than early next year on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
For over 12 years now, we've been living under a very rigged, gerrymandered map with a rigged, gerrymandered legislature.
Assembly district borders have to be in place by March 15th for next November's elections. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trumbull County were euthanized to try to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The DNR announces a successful elk hunting season in Wisconsin. Here's Brittany Merlot.
This year marked the sixth elk hunt that opened on Saturday, October 14th and closed on Sunday, November 12th. As a result, all four state licensed hunters filled their harvest authorizations. One hunter successfully harvested a bull elk in the first weekend of the season. The second was harvested during the first week. The third elk was harvested at the end of October, and the final harvest occurred on the last day. The four hunters who participated in this year's hunt were selected at random from a pool of Wisconsin resident applicants.
The preliminary license sales and deer harvest numbers for opening weekend are in from the DNR. Over 774,000 licenses were sold, more than 421,000 of which were for gun privileges only. Sales for all deer licenses are down 0.61% from this time last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable until
guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Buck Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Buck Tussle has you covered. Buck Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Buck Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 43. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 27 tonight, partly cloudy. High of 37 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Bring it. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. We feel better. We just got some stretching in.
Yep.
That was good. That was a good idea. I think I might try to get Seth and Melissa to start doing that with me. That was fun.
Maybe like the 9:30 the hour, you know, you got to get your stretches in, everyone.
Yeah, I think that's a tradition. I think we're going to start doing that as a tradition or start doing that from now on
We could bring in like a yoga teacher at this point for you.
Yes.
And then on air. Actually, that'd be kind of cool. Like a meditated, somebody leads meditation for maybe like 5 minutes, right? You don't want to have silence on the radio.
Right,
but like,
right.
Okay, everyone, now stretch your leg. You have to be really good at describing.
Yes,
really
good. That's a really, well, Melissa's really good at that. We might have Mel do that one.
There you go.
That would be fun, though. I like that. You were just on fire the last couple, like yesterday with the show and then today. yeah, you got the ideas. Katrina James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Wanted to get to a little bit of Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah.
Have some leftovers
here. We
all
like leftovers.
Yeah. So if you're last minute stressing over the turkey, CNN says the general calculation is having about 1.5 pounds of turkey per person. If you're thawing a turkey in the sink, plan on 2 to 3 hours for every 5 pounds of frozen turkey. In other words, for a 20-pound turkey, you'll need about 8 to 12 hours.
Okay.
So just some random notes is what we're kind of going over for your Thanksgiving.
Good tips.
Yeah.
Don't have to use Google. Just come here. Listen to us. We
got
your information,
That's
everyone.
Right, everybody. We always got your back. If you're frying your turkey, make sure to thaw it first to avoid turning a butterball into a fireball. I have seen and heard of some stories about that, people not doing that nearly enough. The Consumer Product Safety Commission's no-nonsense frozen turkey PSA from last year is going viral again. They say you should also make sure to fry the turkey outside, far away from the home. keep that in mind, everybody.
Yes.
This is the difference of having a great Thanksgiving and a bad one.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen the fires. We've seen the different things that can happen when, you know, you're not paying attention or you're not doing the proper things with these turkeys.
Yes.
And while we are thankful for a lot of things out there, one of the things we are extremely thankful for and we want to send a shout out to is our public service workers out there,
yes.
our EMTs, our police officers, mm-hmm. our firefighters. Mm-hmm. Let's give them the day off.
Yeah.
But let's not make them work that mm-hmm. day. Let's not have to call the fire department, not have to call the police department, these things. So let them have a good Thanksgiving as well,
yep.
and be safe with our birds. Food safety experts say some common turkey mistakes include allowing turkey juices to leak into the fridge or onto the counter,
yeah.
Stuffing the turkey before you cook it, not roasting the turkey, and not using a meat thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, wash your hands.
Yep.
But don't wash the turkey. Well, you know, yeah. within reason.
Yeah.
Butterball put out a Thanksgiving Outlook report, and they say the average size of celebration this year is expected to be 9 people. Back to pre-pandemic levels, 82% of gatherings will have turkey.
Okay.
There's another part of that that's sure. probably interesting, mm-hmm. too. In a recent poll, 29% of hosts say they'll ask their guests to bring part of the meal, while 16% will ask them to share the expense, like shooting over some like cash over Venmo or something like that nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of hosts won't ask guests to bring anything, just yourselves. But etiquette experts say you should ignore that and bring something,
mm-hmm.
even just a bottle of wine, some craft beer, or mm-hmm. nice cheese and crackers, yep. or something like that.
Agreed.
That's a tough one. I know. So they say if you are asked to bring something specific, bring that and only that. Thanksgiving is not the time to go rogue. This is not the time to. Well, she said this, but, you know, I'm actually going to bring all this. No, I have seen perfect, like happy moments be completely shattered because somebody brought something they weren't supposed
to. They were supposed to because it was grandma's. Signature dish that you make always.
You know your family. You know, like if grandma or your aunt or uncle or somebody makes like a apple pie every year.
Yeah.
Don't bring an apple mm-hmm. pie. Don't do it. They got that covered.
Yeah.
But I've seen it before with mm-hmm. families, not my own, but when I've been like with an ex or somebody in mm-hmm. their family, I see them like just everybody's getting along, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden like the record stops. Like, ooh. Oh, you brought an apple pie too. I see. Even though you know I have this mm-hmm. special apple pie every year or something.
Now whose is going to be better?
Yeah, and it's all that stuff mm-hmm. and everything, yeah. Some places that have been open on Thanksgiving in the past will be closed this year, including Walmart and Target. CVS will be closing all non-24-hour locations early on Thanksgiving, and Walgreens is closing most non-24-hour locations for the first time. Many grocery stores will be open, but with limited hours.
Yep, good.
Yeah, very good to see. Very good to see. We understand that some places can't shut down. And we are very, very thankful to all those people working on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. No matter what shift we're working, mm-hmm. we're thinking of you. We're thankful of you and for you.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Storms have been hitting the U.S., particularly in the Northeast, but the weather for Thanksgiving should be mild throughout the country, so stay safe, everybody.
Yeah.
We got a good update locally about that from our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Big shout out to him mm-hmm. and thank to him.
Yeah, it sounds like you should pack your walking shoes because after you get done eating, it's a great time to go for a little stroll. It's not too cold. It's definitely not hot. Mm-hmm, good time mm-hmm. to move a little bit.
Yeah. Good idea. Also, there is some price relief out there. Gas prices are the lowest they've been in years, and the average price of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people is $61, which is down slightly from $64 last year.
Hmm, okay.
So, nice. Prices have been a little bit more friendly this Thanksgiving than in years past, which is, I think, part of the reason why we are seeing possibly record number of travelers mm-hmm. in Wisconsin this year.
Yep, that makes sense.
Saw a great article from WPR about that and some other places. Also got sent a couple of good articles from not only Pam, but our good friend Catherine here at Civic Media. Mm-hmm. 1.1 million Wisconsinites expected to travel over this Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
this is certainly going to hit home to a lot of our listeners out there and a lot of people who are probably, whether they're getting ready to travel or going to be traveling. I know my daughter is going to be. I think both my daughters are traveling this holiday weekend. So be safe out there. Be careful. Yeah. Call your father. Mm-hmm. Let them know you got there okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, I'm telling. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. They're in their 20s, man. I mean, they're going to call me if they want. They can call me if they want. Please do. But you don't have to, of course. but I do, 1.1 million Wisconsinites expected to travel. That is pretty crazy. Also, a nice reminder, though, be careful out there. Look out for each other. Be the good. Be the good. You don't expect others to be good. You bring the good.
Yep.
And maybe others will follow, or maybe they'll meet you there. Mm-hmm.